done everything the wrong way for long enough now where we pretty much know how to
make mistakes.
What direction to start in to get at some abstract concept.
Yeah.
The members of the LA-based indie trio Autolux do a lot of recording outside the studio, which means they often have to figure out things for themselves. But even when they do things the quote wrong way, Autolux gets things where they want to go. And on their new album, Transit Transit, that place is dreamy, dense, and atmospheric. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Russ Boris here. Autolux first got together when two of the band's three members collaborated on an experimental theater piece. But they followed their somewhat unusual beginnings by taking a more traditional route. They self-released an EP, Demonstration, in 2001, and that EP caught the attention of one T-Bone Burnett. T-Bone signed them to a label he was starting with the Coen brothers, and the band's first full-length album, Future Perfect, came out in 2004. The new album from Autolux, Transit Transit, is out now. FUV's Alisa Ali had a chance to talk with the band in Studio A, and she asked them about their beginnings and the T-Bone connection.
Did he see you while you were performing and then come up to you after the show?
Well, I'd known T-Bone.
Oh, you did?
I invited him to the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, he invited himself. I didn't want him to come.
Oh, you didn't? Why not?
I was nervous about it. But he loved the band. Yeah, he came to the show. I think there were about eight people in the audience. He was one of them. He's so tall, it was like having two.
It's hard to miss that guy.
But T-Bone is like having eight people in itself.
Yeah.
So it's like 16
eight
people
really
there.
Intelligent, charismatic people. Mm. So he saw us and then he immediately loved the band.
Were you surprised that he wanted to work with you?
No.
Yeah. So you sort of knew.
I did. I was still nervous because he's very picky, but yeah.
How'd that conversation go down?
He just said, I'm starting a label. Yeah. I want to sign you guys.
I'm starting a label. My first artist is Ralph Stanley.
Yeah.
Ralph Stanley. Wow. He's like, and I think he would fit in perfectly with Ralph Stanley.
Yeah. Well, T-Bone, he just, his whole thing is just, it's all about good music.
Right.
He doesn't have any the genres.
Right, of course. Yeah.
It's good and bad.
Uh-huh.
I saw you know nothing. I feel
first thing we did together is we scored music for a play. We were playing it five nights a week.
Wow.
And we decided that we wanted to play music together.
What kind of music did you create for the score? What did it sound like?
It was everything from sort of classical bass to drum machine electronic to with drum set. And Eugene played violin on some things, and he's a violinist as well.
Yeah, they invited me because I had met them at this point. They invited me to come see the play, but I never made it.
You didn't go see the play?
He
you terrible
it.
Friends.
It was in the style of Commedia dell'arte, so it was where all the movements on stage are punctuated by sounds, so you constantly have to be on your toes for 2 hours.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then Greg I'd met earlier and knew I wanted to play with him, and then it just sort of fell together pretty naturally.
It's been a long time.
Autolux, live with Spots and the Bouncing Wall. The new album is Transit Transit. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from Autolux at thealternateside.org.